Elon Musk said from the start he wanted X to be an everything app. Now X is taking that first step, striking a deal with the largest U.S. credit card network. X CEO Linda Yaccarino announced Tuesday, January 28th, that Visa will be the first partner of the X Money account service. Users will be able to instantly fund their X wallet through Visa Direct and connect debit cards for peer-to-peer transactions like Zelle or Venmo. X is hoping to capitalize on the rapid growth of digital payments. The space saw a huge increase in demand during the COVID-19 pandemic, with people getting more comfortable shopping online and also gravitating toward touchless payments. Yaccarino said X Money customers can also instantly transfer funds to their bank account from the platform. What does the future hold for X Money? The newly created X account for the finance feature describes it as for all your money moves, powered by X, launching in 2025. Yaccarino says the feature will come later this year. According to the website, X Payments is currently licensed as a money transmitter in 40 states and Washington, D.C. Yaccarino mentioned that the announcement is the first of many for X Money this year, but the app will face stiff competition from established companies like Venmo, Zelle, and Apple, which is the most used digital wallet. Is X dealing with financial struggles? As X tries to build new revenue streams, we're getting a clearer picture of the company's financial struggles. Despite being owned by the richest person in the world, Musk has long claimed the company is in a dire situation from a revenue standpoint. Now, Musk reportedly gave employees an updated view of the situation in an email obtained by the Wall Street Journal. Our user growth is stagnant, revenue is unimpressive, and we're barely breaking even, he wrote. After the Journal report came out, Musk denied sending the email. The Journal also reported that banks are preparing to sell off some of the $13 billion in debt they loaned Musk to finance his deal to buy Twitter, now called X. Banks don't typically hold on to this kind of debt for this long, but when things get volatile, they may keep it on the books to avoid selling at a loss. Musk paid a high price from the start. He bought Twitter in 2022 for $44 billion and later tried to back out of the deal, but a court held him to it. Since acquiring X, he's made several changes, including its name, verified program, and now a paid membership.